This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It appears that Nielsen does not want to report the obvious. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The obvious. What is the obvious, black man? Spit it out, Kevin Jackson. Well, the obvious is that the NFL remains in the toilet from a public opinion perspective, and that is exactly where they belong, is in the toilet. Now, you got to understand, the backdrop of the Super Bowl was that, you know, all this social justice stuff was good. And I didn't watch it. I told you guys before, I didn't watch Super Bowl. I watched a couple things and I turned it off. It's nonsense for me. You're dead to me, Super Bowl. You're dead to me. So I only watched a few things, but I noticed a couple of things. I made my observations. The Equalizer is now a black chick, Robin McCall. And I don't know whether she's any kin to Denzel when he was playing the Equalizer in the movies, but we got to have a black protagonist. You know, a sister's going to save the day. And, of course, that's the latest thing. In case you haven't noticed, commercials are overwhelmingly people of color. I have a friend who's in media who says she doesn't get booked much anymore because they tell them they want BIPOCs. Black indigenous people of color, BIPOCs. So this is what's going on. And I was asked by these kids at ASU the other day, they said, Kevin, where do you think this is going to go? I said, you're going to be subservient. White people will be subservient. You're going to get treated like second-class citizens. In case you haven't noticed, they're already doing it. The overt, obvious racism. And if you're a white male, as the undercover video showed at Facebook, what they showed is that they love you because they can fire you for anything. I could call you a crack. I could call you a crackerhead, midget-loving, animal-screwing whatever, you know, son of a mother's goat, and you can't do anything. You just smile it off and go, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson. I'll try to do a better job. You can't do anything. White guy, you are the lowest of the totem pole. Your intersectionality is so low, it is down there with whale turds. So, that's where we are. They don't want you to know that, and by the way, all this critical race theory, BLM 1619, you know, all the stuff that black people, is to make you understand how low you need to be. And you would think this nation had learned its lesson coming through slavery and oppression and all these things, that it would say, we never want to treat anybody like crap. No more of that. We're done with that. No, that's not the case. There's still lower to go. We can go low, 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 low. He hit the floor. You white people don't know that song. But anyway, there is a song like that. Sung better than that, of course. So they want to flip the script. Everything white's bad. Everything of color is now good. And look, I don't care about how you look at perception. I remember this. When I was growing up, my grandmother was very racist against dark, dark black people. Ironically, she married a dark, dark black man. And she had one son that was very dark. My mother was light skinned and my uncle was medium. My other uncle, the older of her two boys, of the boys, was medium skinned. But my Uncle Robert was really dark like his dad. And my grandmother would always say, I don't like interracial, you know, marrying outside your race, but Robert got to marry a white woman because his kids will be just too black. She would say this. It was okay for him because his kids would be too black. That was the racism that occurred. So, you know, the people have their biases. And my grandparents were Democrats, man. I mean, they're racist Democrats. So anyway, where I was going with this is, my grandmother sort of ingrained this idea in me. Oh, don't get it to anybody that's too dark, because they won't have that good hair. Well, I remember seeing this girl who's, she was dark skinned and she was stunning. And I remember thinking, wow, that is one charcoal, beautiful black chick. She absolutely was. She was built and she was had a pretty face. Her sister was kind of heavy and overweight, but her sister was pretty too. But this girl was model stunning. And I remember thinking, shoot, my grandmother couldn't have any complaints about her. So, you know, when we think about these biases, anyway, the commercials, right? So the NFL is now playing commercials, and it was, just look at commercials going on today. Black, brown people, a lot of black women with white men, because that's become the thing. Let's make that acceptable, because see, that was a taboo. Black men hate to see a black chick with a white dude. Maybe more than a black chick hates to see a really nice black dude with a white chick. I'm giving you guys some really good information here. White folks, y'all are getting a lesson in blackology. Black women, if they see a dude who has his stuff together, a suit and tie kind of guy with a white woman, they see nothing but a sellout. They hate him and they hate her more. It can't be love. It can't possibly be that these two met in whatever circumstances, professional circumstances, fell in love and married. No, it's black man wanting to get ahead in life. Woohoo! And a white chick stealing one of the good brothers. See, because all these other brothers is in prison, or in prison. I'm getting ethnic on you here. They're in prison. They're doing bad things. They don't take care of their kids and all that. And here's this woman. She finds a stellar brother who's, woohoo, he's got a nice car, suit, the whole deal. And she's getting that American dream. And the white women are not. I mean, the black women are not. Woo! They get mad. So anyway, my whole point to this is that the NFL and all this social justice nonsense is trying to make it, it's cool to be black. Rachel Dolezal, all is forgiven. We get it. We understand why you did not want to be white and you wanted to be black. We understand you, girlfriend. You come on back. Get over here. Get a job. Come work for the NAACP. We got you. And the NFL, the NBA, all these sports franchises, they've all bought into it. And it's kicking their butts. I'm going to get to the ratings in a bit. Sit tight, everybody. It's kicking their butts, and, you know, they don't want to admit it. Because to admit it means that they have to admit they're wrong. See, America doesn't care. America now sees the full spectrum of beauty of black people. From the very, very light-skinned blacks, the Vanessa Williams types that we've always sort of looked at and went, wow, they're beautiful. Look at those features. And we've evolved to see that beauty in the darker-skinned sisters. Anyway, we will be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, everybody. We're talking about Super Bowl ratings, what's been happening with the league. Roger Goodell brings in these cops. He wants to make people think he's pro-cop. He's not pro-cop. He's anti-cop. The NFL is anti-cop because it's heavily black. 68% of the players black, whatever the numbers are. They still support Kaepernick. The biggest sports franchise on the planet is proudly behind Kaepernick, and they all say it's for social justice. It's all nonsense, and they play these stupid commercials. And they still profess to that ideology. And they aren't catering to their real base, the people that say, look, we understand America has problems. It has policing problems. The policing problems are not limited to black folks. Cops make mistakes every day with people not of color. But we don't care about that. We only care about it when we have this perception that we're getting woke and that just, you know, this thing that's going on is something that, you know, people need to be aware of. You know, all the nonsense that goes with this stuff. So the Nielsen ratings come out, and this is a big deal. It's supposed to tell people how well the game went. Now, we know Tampa Bay fans watch the show. By the way, what's up, Tampa Bay, WGUL, WLSS in Sarasota? Love you guys. I know you watched the game. Some of my friends watched the game. I was down there when y'all were prepping for it. I still said I ain't watching it, but I didn't get mad at you. Kansas City, I used to live in St. Louis, Missouri. I had many of my friends say, Kev, we're going to watch the game, man. This Missouri's in it. You know, we got Mahomes. Okay, fine. I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm not going to judge. But let me tell you this. The rest of America, dare I say the world, I don't think they tuned in. In an age of almost instant knowledge due to digital formats, I can look on screen and know how many people are on my website instantaneously through Google. And Nielsen, who is in the business of this, says, well, we don't really know how things went. Here's what Deadline reported. Nielsen still doesn't have the Super Bowl 55 ratings to report today. Yet they do have something to say about the unprecedented delay. Though it ain't much. Here's what they said. Super Bowl numbers are still being processed and verified. A spokesperson for the blushing company finally said today, we anticipate that final viewing figures, which will include out of home, they call it OOH viewing, will be available to the media tomorrow, which is yesterday for me. We will update the press and industry accordingly when a final timeline is confirmed. Which sounds like, they write, we'll let you know when we know, what it says, it sounds like more of, we'll let you know when we let you know, but we're not telling you why. That's what the guy wrote. So then he goes on. As America waits and waits on the viewership verdict, it appears at this late hour there will be no ratings for the big game anytime soon for the first time ever. Now, the ratings are out. I'm not even going to get into that. I wanted to let you know what was happening before the ratings. We should have known instantaneously. Viewership is up, viewership is down, viewership is sideways. In the coveted demographics, we've got this or that. Anyway, he goes on, he says, it appears as late hour there will be no ratings for the big games anytime soon for the first time ever. Literally becoming the new definition of the phrase, you had one job, which I cracked up about. He said, the longtime data measurement company has nothing to report on the Buccaneers' 31-9 win over the former reigning NFL champs Kansas City Chiefs on CBS yesterday. Fast affiliate ratings may be available early in the AM tomorrow, I hear. However, as a well-positioned network source said, that's anyone's guess at this point, isn't it? Wow. I paused there for just a bit. I mean, the company that is in the business of reporting metrics has nothing to report. Who does Nielsen think it is? Dominion? Yeah. There seems to be an issue with the data. That's what they write. The problem seems to be incorrect metrics that have caused Nielsen to reprocess their data. A spreadsheet of ratings information did not go out earlier Monday, but was quickly recalled. Throughout the day, networks were told that the numbers would be coming, only to be told that the release time had been pushed back again. Folks, why do you think I'm telling you this? Ratings are out. I'm telling you this because this was all the backdrop leading up to doing something that Nielsen does every single day for every company, for every product that it represents that wants its ratings. Nielsen says, yesterday you had this viewership. It was the breakout of demographics, the TVs. It can tell you the TVs. It can light up the world and explain to you where you had the most of everything. It is absolutely one of the most data intensive and intrusive things you can have on your cable box, and they have the information, and they did not want to tell you. Yeah. Yeah, the guy goes on to say, one of the executives said, it looks pretty certain that we're not going to have anything for you tonight. Usually, unadjusted early numbers for overnight ratings are distributed to network clients around 8 a.m. Pacific. Around that time today, Nielsen made it known that nothing would come down the pipe until 11:30 a.m. Pacific. Well, it didn't. I'm guessing Roger Goodell is pulling some shenanigans. He's asking them to put a thumb drive in the machines or maybe call some Chinese hackers because he needs to show that his social justice BS works in the meritocracy of football. He can't let you know that he's failing. According to Deadline, this type of thing has never happened unless there's like some superstorm. It would be like, let me just put it in perspective for you. Let me think of something that might make you understand where this is. This would be like, I mean, and this is an impossibility, but this would be like Joe Biden getting 12 million more votes than baby black Jesus Barack Obama did in 2008 in his prime. That, it would be like that. A statistical impossibility. Understand, folks, the Super Bowl is watched by over 100 million viewers. This spectacle has been the biggest thing on TV for decades, the biggest draw, at least until recently. And as far as the advertisers' perspectives, the Super Bowl delivers that much coveted 18 to 49 demographic. So why this 4:30 a.m. shutdown to regroup? Very simple. Money. Like the Oscars, the Emmys, they write, the ratings for the big game are some of the most important pieces of info for the networks who rotate their coverage in the Super Bowl and setting ad rates. Data that takes on perhaps more significance this year coming off an NFL season full of coronavirus safety protocols, altered schedules due to positive tests, and a 10% decline in ratings on average. There's also the rise in the availability of championship game on streaming, etc. Look, it's a bunch of excuses to tell you this. The NFL is not nearly the draw it used to be. It can't command the money that it used to command, and they're fudging the stats because they don't want to let you know that because they need the money. Congratulations, conservatives, for kicking that butt.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top White House impeachment manager, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, says former President Trump clearly incited the violent assault on the Capitol on January 6th and was no innocent bystander. as House impeachment managers continue to make their opening argument against the former president, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, on what else we can expect.
Well, I think we'll see that the trial continue for the rest of the week. It is reminiscent of Shakespeare, that it is full of sound and fury and yet signifying nothing.
Cruz's comments, courtesy of America's Newsroom. A polar vortex is pushing severe winter weather across the United States. Winter storm watches are now in effect from Arkansas to West Virginia as the region braces for potential ice storms through the rest of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Democrats want to include an increase in the federal minimum wage in their COVID relief package. However, the plan is getting pushback from many lawmakers, like Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour will put 1.4 million Americans out of work. We don't want to see that. We don't want to kill small business.
The senator also saying a higher minimum wage would work well for areas with higher costs of living, but she doesn't believe it's feasible for folks like Iowa and Wisconsin.
But when you come to my hometown of Red Oak, Iowa, and you go down in our town square, those small mom-and-pop shops cannot afford a $15 minimum wage.
General Motors' profit fell 4.5% in 2020, but a strong second half more than offset the effects of pandemic-related factory closures and a costly airbag recall. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm irrelevant. How old are you, bro? 35. 5 years. You know, how you feeling? You feeling all right? You feel like these young guys are, you know, you're a football fan? Your whole life? You notice how football's whack now? Things are changing? It seems like, look, this may be old thinking, okay? Now, when I came up, you a football fan? No? He's not. Like, what dude? Like, that shocked me. Like, dudes are a football fan. Oh, I'm just a little too violent. Like, football, it's not like the game. When I came up, dude, football was it was gladiators. It was angry. It was just, like when we hit somebody, when I played, if you hit somebody and he didn't get up, like we didn't hold hands with the other team and pray, like hold hands and everyone prays for him to get up. We used to do a Indian, like sell a hump dance circle around, like, yeah, look at this. Oh. Be like, and our crowd's like, he's paralyzed. That's right. Oh, oh, oh. We'd be looking for his mother crying. Like, that's right, lady. That's what you get for letting him out here with killers. He can't even wiggle his toes. Take his socks. And we would tie his socks around our helmet for the next week. Like, the next team, they knew, oh, that's the team that'd be tying paralyzed socks around their helmets to scare them next week.
Well, I need to finish up on this football discussion I had earlier. Welcome back, everybody. That was the great Patrice O'Neill, probably the funniest, top five funniest comedians I've ever heard in my life. May he rest in peace. And he is talking about the old days where, you know, we weren't police. Look, I do understand not jumping on the carcass of your opponent, being a gracious winner. But there is something to be said for, you know, dogging somebody after a victory. There's just something to be said about it. And let me tell you the lesson. When a kid hears that, when you've been dogged like that, when you lose, it builds something inside of you like, we're going to get y'all back. We are losing that. That's the edge. I asked this question a while back the other day. I was like, who are the best boxers in the world now? It's not no longer the black dude from Philly.
It's that dude from Ukraine or Uzbekistan or Kazakhstan or something Stan. Those are the ones that have that look in your eye. Remember the first Rocky? They took him up to the gym in Philly and he's like, why are you bringing me here? It's like, because I want you to see the look in there. Maybe it was Rocky too. He's like, yeah, it was Apollo Creed. He's like, I want you to see the look in these eyes, the hunger. No, it was Rocky IV. No, III with Mr. T because he got beat up and then he didn't want to fight again or something like that. He got soft. That's what Americans are. We've gotten soft. And it's not our fault. Well, to a degree, conservatives, let's not exonerate ourselves. We've all raised our kids soft, too. Not as soft as those little cream puff kittens that the left do, but our kids are soft. Me and a lady were talking the other day about there's a book called, you know, I forget the name of the book, but she's read it. I hadn't. You know, black men, we don't read books. But anyway, she said it was a book about let your kids get tough. Let them make mistakes. Anyway, the reason why I brought up that football clip with Patrice O'Neal is because the Super Bowl, I talked earlier about it, the lowest rated game since 2007. Nielsen didn't want to come out with the numbers. I knew the numbers, but I told you it's a bigger deal than this. See, because it's the Super Bowl trying to sell us on the idea of social justice. They even said we blame a CBS app for the low ratings. Seriously? I haven't turned CBS on in years that I can remember. Remember when you would watch CBS because All in the Family was on or some show, a Norman Lear show, it was on and you were like, oh, we got to watch this. Not anymore. They talked about in the Super Bowl, I did not know this until we were doing a little bit more research, but they talked about, is Brady going to pass the torch to Mahomes? You know, the older white guy who's going to concede that his time in the sport is over and he'll pass it to the young buck, black dude, who, by the way, is half white, Mahomes. In fact, the old white guy surprised them all and he defeated the young black dude. And as I contemplated that scenario, I thought to myself, that's what Donald Trump did. Oh, I know he wasn't running directly against Barack Obama when he beat up Kankles Clinton, but he was. Barack Obama promised us that Trump wasn't going to get elected. He thought he had the Dominion machines ready to go. They should have told him, Barack, we're 4 years late. We're going to be 4 years late to the Dominion machines. Don't be bragging yet that you're going to beat Trump. Yeah, what society wanted, what society needed, was that old white guy to not pass the torch to that younger, in the case of Obama, light-skinned black dude with no Negro dialect. See, Brady was supposed to lose. That was going to put the perfect wrapping around this. Goodell was watching that football game, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, like he had money on Kansas City. The little bit I saw of him, he was not a happy camper. He wanted Brady to get his butt kicked. He needed a Hollywood ending to his story. Instead, he got a 22-point margin of victory and the ongoing decline in his TV ratings. Averaged 96.4 million total viewers across all platforms, according to Nielsen Live. Plus, same-day data. The flagship broadcast delivered 91.6 million viewers, which marks the lowest turnout, as I said earlier, since 2007. It ain't over, white people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. No, there's more. This marks the third consecutive year in which the linear Super Bowl broadcast failed to average at least 100 million viewers. Without a much-needed boost from streaming impressions, the standalone network TV deliveries for last year's game on Fox News averaged 99.9 million viewers, while CBS's presentation of the low-scoring Rams-Patriot game in 2019 did 98.5 million. More granular demographic data, they say, will be available later. I don't care. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about it, but I just want you to understand what's going on here. The NFL was promoting its social justice agenda. They didn't even stop. The commercials that were approved for the Super Bowl, which from what I was told was a bore fest, a bore-a-palooza, a yawn-a-palooza, were horrible from what I was told. Remember when they were iconic and they were the Budweiser, you know, whatever? They were feel-good. It was pro-Americana. It made you go, yeah, you wanted to watch America's game. Not anymore. Maybe Roger Goodell has learned something. I would tell you he's learning something, but you know what the NFL did? They upped his contract. This dude makes millions, double-digit millions of dollars annually. They upped his contract while the sport is leaking money. It is in triage. If it were a patient on a battlefield, they would say, give him morphine and move on. The final ratings, including the 55th Super Bowl, including out-of-home broadcast, out-of-home impressions. Brady gets his seventh Super Bowl ring. He went 21 of 29 for 201 yards, three touchdowns. His 125.8 passer rating dwarfed Mahomes' 52.3 score. Oh, my goodness, what? What? That white boy beat up on the affirmative action Mahomes? Look, I'm going to tell you something right now. Mahomes is a heck of a quarterback. The little bit I saw of that kid, the highlights I've seen that people sent me, that boy's bad to the bone. But Brady beat him. Anyway, they said the inclusive deliveries, which include a record average minute audience of 5.7 million streaming viewers, added up to the smallest Super Bowl audience since CBS carried the 41st title tilt in 2007. Peyton Manning's first trip to the big game ended in the Colts topping the Bears 29-17 in front of an audience of 93.2 million. So, just giving you some more stats. All this means is that the NFL doesn't have the power to deliver that it used to have in the past. And that is a real problem because it's not just symptomatic for the NFL, it's symptomatic for leftism in general.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Morgan Freeman was born in 1937. He narrated his own birth, saying, "Leaving the warm comfort of his mother's womb, I, Morgan Freeman, enter the world." When Morgan Freeman makes a documentary film, he narrates it first, and then nature makes it so. The only reason that the sun rises each day is because Morgan Freeman narrated that sunrise in his dreams the night before. The only reason that you're alive right now is because Morgan Freeman is narrating your life, as he does for billions and billions of others, each day. And when you have a bout of diarrhea, Morgan Freeman narrates it so that you appear noble, at the mercy of nature, and a taco. Morgan Freeman goes through 4 or 5 microphones a day because his voice turns them into bars of gold. which he uses to fund his quest to create a real Santa Claus. Morgan Freeman cannot be cloned, because that would require unicorn tears. Morgan Freeman doesn't have sex. When he smiles, a baby simply appears in a field full of kittens. If you're having a rough day, think about Morgan Freeman, because he's certainly thinking about you. Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman.
A few facts about Morgan Freeman. I love that clip. Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman. I get, you know, I'm hoarse. I'm not having problems with my voice. I am a little bit, my throat, because I talk so much and I have to do so many interviews, and whoo, it's just sometimes it can be daunting. Anyway, glad you guys are here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you for all the support, Morgan Freeman. I brought that up because those are facts about Morgan Freeman, which of course are not facts at all. And it got me thinking about the fact checkers. But before I even get into that, I want to talk about the stories that are lies. And here's what I can tell you about the fact checkers that are checking us all the time. Excuse me. These people, I'll get it out. These people are no more fact checkers. They have no knowledge. They aren't going to, in terms of knowing what's right and wrong, they don't know. And I'm going to tell you something. They will never, ever come back and correct the record when they find out that they're wrong. I'm glad we're moving off of their platforms. I'm going to be telling you guys where we're going soon, because we're getting out of here. Not going on Facebook, Twitter. I'm going to use them until I can, just moving people over to where I'm going, and then I'm done. I'm done. I'm telling you right now. Anyway, there was a story. A man who authorities say led a far-right militia group in the attack on the U.S. Capitol has held a top security clearance for decades and previously worked for the FBI, his attorney said. Now, they claim he's a far right, which tells you, I guarantee you, he's not. They go on to say this: Thomas Caldwell, who authorities believe is the leader of the far right Oath Keepers militia group, and help organize a ring of other extremists, was charged with conspiracy for his alleged role in the riot last month. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I know the Oath Keepers people, a lot of them, personally. I've never met a rioter in that bunch. It would be like somebody telling me the Tea Party lynches black people. I would go, since when? This is a hatchet job. Anyway, Mr. Caldwell's lawyer said the defendant worked as a section chief for the FBI from 2009 to 2010 after he retired from the Navy as part of a motion urging the judge to release him from jail while he awaits trial. So they're trying to make him look good. And they remind him that he was a section chief for the FBI from 2009 to 2010. 2009, 2010. Who was president then? Whose FBI was it? You still think he's a right-wing conspiracy guy? Because I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know. If he really is an Oath Keeper, was he infiltrating them? Was he a leftist in sheep's clothing? Could be. Probably could be. Probably is. Anyway, I'm going to move on, but again, not knowing if the news is real or fake. That story that I read to you, which was from the independent.co.uk, essentially makes this guy to be a bad guy. Same thing it did to the cop that tried to arrest George Floyd. And I could give you a host of other examples. Anyway, I'm going to go move on to this thing because Facebook postings are being tagged with these caveats such as partly false information checked by independent fact checkers. And a friend of mine, Lee, sent me this article and enlightened me that who are these fact checkers? And it says Facebook says they're independent fact checkers known as PolitiFact declared the info is false or questionable.
Yet other so-called independent fact-checkers say Politico itself is biased. All Sides has found that PolitiFact's bias is lean left. That's another group that looks out for, you know, is this really true? Are they really, you know, giving us the right scoop? Anyway, he goes on to say, independent fact-checkers, independent by whose definition, to support its, quote, warnings, Facebook uses obfuscation, esoteric jargon, and undefined broad catchphrases such as no hard proof. So independence and factuality depend on the narrative you wish to believe. Interesting. Finally, he goes on to say, if your position is in accord with ours, your position is true. If your position does not agree with ours, your position is false. Then he provided some thoughts to consider. Think for yourself, or others will think will think for you without thinking of you. Henry Davis Thoreau. Mark Twain said, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to take a pause and reflect. Another one was, test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. I tell my youngest son that all the time. Test everything that's said. Hold on to what you want. I tell people that I give advice to, okay, I'm going to give you some advice. It'll be broad range. If you like my advice, take what you like. Now, understand this. If you're asking me for advice, you see me as an expert, probably. Because if you say, Kevin, you're the expert. I had one of my friends call me the other day. Kevin, I'm switching careers. You're the expert, blah, blah, boom. Ask me the question. I gave him the answer. You know what he's going to do? He's going to do it by the book, by the letter. But if he said, Kev, I want your opinion about it, I'd say, well, let me give you my opinion. Boom. If he says, I like this and I like that, I'd say, congratulations, you got something good from me. And you didn't even pay for it. Independent thinkers, independent fact checkers that are making sure that you toe the line, making sure that you know exactly what you're supposed to say, and they're going to monitor you. What's funny is Zuckerberg is so going away from his model. See, because his model depends on you interacting and doing things, saying what you want, being truthful about it, so when he pops up that little ad, you buy it. You buy the product he's reading your mind for you to buy. But he doesn't want to do that. He's running you off. Chasing you away. Think for yourself, or others will think for you without thinking of you. So true. I don't want to say that every time I find myself, as Mark Twain said, on the side of the majority, I should wonder, you know, what's going on. He says that his quote is, it's time to pause and reflect. But these days, that is the case. We are succumbing to the lunatic fringe, the lunatic side. I was thinking about what I talked about earlier with the Super Bowl and how they're crafting these messages because they don't want you to believe that the Super Bowl is going down. America's sport, football, not soccer, not that European version, the American version, it's going down the tubes. And we've got an administration that is going to help it go at a pace that you think Obama was bad. Wait until you see how fast Joe Biden has to get his work done, because he knows at most he's a two-term president. I mean, a two-year president, not two terms. What would be the Vegas odds on Joe Biden serving out a complete second term? I can't even imagine what that would be, because I wouldn't take that bet, would you? 844-551-8255. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Another beautiful day. Talking to people, good quality folks. Don't worry. We'll be back again soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.